This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story. It's basically pro tips on committing a crime. You're supposed to be subtle, not noticeable when you're committing a crime.
Okay.
This guy did all of it a little too obvious.
Okay. I have a story.
What?
My new favorite way to do this.
That was so unexpected.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of China.
Mm-hmm. What else?
There was a man, a couple.
No one! You guys, somebody has to have the courage.
Nope.
You know who we need that the redhead guy. Andrew Santino.
Andrew Santino.
Because he's on with Bobby Lee, and he just does the Asian accent to him all the time, and it's like, no, we would be immediately canceled.
Yeah,
if we did
there was
that
a couple again. In China. They showed up to the ER because they were filming a video for social media.
Okay,
they were trying to go viral.
Okay,
so they thought a good idea would be for the girl to put her hand.
Oh no! Stop! This is no nope,
in
nope.
the guy's mouth.
What?
And it got stuck.
She put her whole hand in.
Mm-hmm. Her whole hand was stuck in his mouth. They couldn't get it out, so they had to go to the ER.
Because it is one of those things.
Yeah.
Is she holding something?
Or no, it's just like, you can't, she then can't open her fist if she...
Oh, because she'd gag him out, probably.
Yeah, she would hit the
uvula. You know, did you ever read the book, what was that, Where the Red Fern Grows?
No.
Mm-hmm. It's like he needed to trap a raccoon. He wanted to he needed a raccoon to train his dog.
Okay.
So you put like a small little hole with like a quarter, something shiny inside, like a quarter, and a raccoon will reach in and grab it.
Yes.
Oh, and they won't know
and
to
they
let
won't
go.
Let go.
That's right.
He was like, oh man, I'll be here all day, but I'm going to get this damn hand out. So he must have something shiny
a little
in his
bit,
mouth.
Yeah, there's a 10-second clip of them walking in. He's drooling and gagging.
Inside.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Can't he just bark it out?
No.
I don't know, yeah. You think if she's in, you could...
Do you know, how hard my gag reflex would be? It would just be firing.
Yeah, I think mine would be too.
You had to drive there?
But then you're going to be choking on it. Because it can't come out.
Yeah, it can't. Oh my God, that's horrifying.
They were able to, they use muscle relaxants and a quote unquote mouth opener, which I'm not sure what that is. Only in China, maybe. But they were able to get her hand free from his mouth. And
pro tip.
And I guess they kind of went viral. We're talking about it here, so.
Congratulations. My story, not from Florida. Mm. But it is from Colorado Springs! A Colorado Springs fella got arrested on Sunday for robbing a convenience store.
Mm.
Now, if you're going to rob a convenience store, go stealth, wear like a mask, do what you're going to do,
sure.
Or don't rob it.
Just or don't rob it, but I'm giving the pro tips to avoid being on stupendously stupid stories. Instead, he walked in, pointed a finger gun at the cashier. boogie pose.
Is Fonzie here?
He had his hand in his pocket, so it looked like it might be real, but it was just, So, yeah. Then he ran outside after he'd robbed the store.
Okay.
And jumped into his car and drove away. A giant pink GMC Yukon.
What?
Finger gun
Are
guy.
Are you kidding me?
Robbed a store with the most obvious...
Oh, he sells Avon.
Yes.
He's got the pink.
Yes.
I think
he's
that's
got
a Cadillac.
It's And it's not Avon. It's
Mary Kay.
Mary Kay. Okay.
Yeah, so well. Everything about your joke was ruined. Here's the thing. His license plates are arrest me.
What?
And that's they're not. Oh, but it's the only thing that would have made his crime more obvious. Yes, it's me. I'm Finger Gun Guy. Please.
Hey.
Yeah, he's in jail. But it's a Colorado jail, so those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.